Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right, this is the place for news and politics in the overnights all across America, folks. Welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station on this Monday morning, the special edition Monday morning program on AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California. And of course, we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and via satellite up on the GCN network. And if you're streaming the program this morning, we want to say a good morning to you. And if you're working across the overnights in America, we want to give you a special shout out and thank you for everything that you're doing. Now, again, this is a special edition this Monday morning. We're working out a few logistical things behind the scenes, so we can't take your phone calls this morning, but we do want to hear from you. You can go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message that we will see, and we can comment on a future broadcast. But things are getting worked out this week, everybody. We'll be taking your telephone calls here real soon. Well, joining us, of course, this morning, as she always does at this time, is our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, one of the things that we see happening, of course, we know that Israel is going to be doing a full response. I think that's an understatement, full response against Hamas. But one of the things I also want to cover with our good friend Frank Salvato, but I'd like to get your take as well, and that is Saudi Arabia now seems to have nixed everything about trying to normalize relations with Israel, but they're engaging with Iran. This whole thing is just spiraling, don't you think?
Well, it's upside down for sure. But I will also tell you, I stayed up the other night and I was doing a whole bunch of research. And, you know, we've got these protests going on across the globe. You know, it's the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests. And I have to tell you that if you look up the inception of Palestine, you will see that it's a fabricated, it's an invented space. Before the designated area was Palestine, it was called the Levant. Now, 80% of the people that live in Jordan are Palestinians. And I use the word loosely. The United Nations never ratified Palestine as a state, so they're stateless people. But if they can live anywhere, but nobody wants them now because of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, because of their bad leadership, and because of their history. So who ends up with them and having to deal with them? Israel. When in fact, since the inception of Israel, since the country was born, I counted 17 military conflicts that Israel has been in to defend themselves as a country. 17. Now, some of those were kind of smaller conflicts. But, you know, that's how many they've had to deal with. Now, I think that Bibi Netanyahu and his leadership, they're not telling the right story here. because they gave up the space for Gaza and the Palestinians could live there. But the Palestinians decided that they were going to allow Hamas, a military wing. And the Hamas has actually got several other separate factions to it that are really worse than Hamas, but they're inside Hamas. So Israel gave up Gaza, but before that, there was a war between Israel and Egypt, and that was over the Sinai Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel won. So Israel had dominion over the Sinai. But they made it, they all came and said, hey, Israel, well, let's do this. If you give up Sinai, we'll guarantee your protections. How about that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've now in their history, they've given up two spaces. But then you have the West Bank. And they gave up, they're forced to give up part of that. So now there's three. And they're talking about a two-state solution. Somebody's not getting it right. I did okay in algebra. Trig, I failed at, so I just walked away from that one. But I don't think you need trig or algebra to figure out that, you know, Israel's already given up three, and here we are again.
Well, exactly. It always seems that the next call, and I'm glad that you're, and I think our listeners will really appreciate you sort of laying out the historical basis of all this, because every single call against Israel is always give up something else. And if you give up this something else, well, then we'll start to settle down. Everything will sort of be peaceful. But it always seems to have exactly the opposite effect.
Well, let's go back to the Camp David Accords. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this isn't working out, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't working out at all. Quite frankly, if the northern part of Gaza, which has now been allegedly vacated because that's where the majority of Hamas was operating, and everybody was supposed to move south and then go across the Rafah crossing into Egypt, yeah. Sinai. But Egypt doesn't want them. Oh, really? Well, you're the ones that, you know, made all these guarantees. You were going to
right.
throw all this money in the Sinai and give them an infrastructure and water and power and,
yep.
you know, blah, blah, blah. That didn't happen. After about a year, Egypt reneged on the whole thing.
Exactly. All right, Denise Simon, hold the line there real quick. Folks, we're coming right back with more. With Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, I'm Kyle Warren, and we have a lot more happening on the other side of this short break, so stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, racing across your radio dial all across the country this morning in the overnight hours across America. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about as we head through the program this morning. And we've got, of course, our great friend, our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. In our first segment, Denise, I think you were laying out such a great historical foundation of what's going on in the Middle East, and certainly, and you said something very interesting as well, and that is Israel's not telling the right story. How can they go about changing that? Right now the world's watching. You know, what's next?
Well, you know, Israel has been forced after all of these years to walk a very fine line. And, you know, they thank all these countries for, you know, what little teeny favors that they do for them. But if they really told the story, they would be calling out the failures of King Abdullah of Jordan and going back as far as Mubarak and al-Sisi. I especially blame Egypt. How many of those countries, because Israel has got the largest population of Palestinians, and I think it's about 1.2 million. The next country, I think, is Jordan with 80,000. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And King Jordan, King Abdullah of Jordan, he is the one that's supposed to be keeping the peace of the Palestinians in West Bank. Do you think he's doing that? No. And all these pledges and agreements and, you know, all these summits and all these things, every one of them has failed, especially Egypt. Now, because they didn't do the right thing in the Sinai has turned into, if you think Ukraine is corrupt, if you think Mexico is corrupt, the Sinai is just as bad, if not worse. And that is, if you put Hamas or these people that want to flee Gaza, including the Palestinians, and you put them in Sinai, it's going to make it worse. That's why El-Sisi doesn't want them. That's why Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. Nobody wants them. Now, the other fault in all of this is the United Nations. And I mean in a huge way. The United Nations is so anti-Israel and so pro-Palestine, so pro-Palestinian. They have a division called UNRWA, and they actually have a footprint. The United Nations has a footprint in Gaza,
mm-hmm.
And UNRWA stands for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Palestinian refugees. Generation after generation after generation, they're still refugees. They're not refugees. If they want to live free, you know, free Palestine. Well, do all these people even know what Palestine is?
Right.
And where it is? Because they don't. You know, Saudi Arabia has a handful. Jordan has some. Lebanon has some. You know, Egypt has some. But Israel has the most. So, I mean, it's just...
Well, but also, though, see, but it has a ring to it. Free Palestine. You know, it has...
Of course it does.
Yeah.
It's manufactured.
Right, exactly. And you had some of these people in protesters in New York City in Times Square, you know, from the something to the sea, from the border to the sea, Palestine will be free. We're, you know, basically, you know, translated means that's pushing Israel into the ocean. But again, it's that free Palestine. And what these Palestinians were overrun by the Israelis. I mean, it's just the connotation is all there. And it makes for like slogans.
Well, UNRWA actually began in 1950. Now, I know how old I am, and I was barely born after 1950, okay? So, in all of these years, the UN hasn't figured it out?
Right.
Now, it says on their website, on UNRWA's website, 5.9 million Palestinian refugees are eligible for UNRWA services. Oh, that means that you allow these schools and these hospitals and these safe spaces for the Palestinians and then Hamas, and that's where they're in there. What are they doing? Plotting and planning on how to destroy Israel.
Right, because again, it's not the size of Israel that is the grand concern of the terrorist organizations. It is the existence of Israel. And that goes back to what we mentioned just a little while ago, and that is this idea that if Israel just gives this up, just take these settlements away, because
yeah,
these settlements are making us so angry. Yeah, it doesn't work. It's like, it's the same message over and over again, and yet, because Israel tries to act, I think, in good faith, I think that especially when you have a military organization that says, these are the buildings we're going to bomb, and here's the leaflets we're going to drop, and we're trying to get everybody out of the way, everybody who's a civilian, non-combatant, we're going to take out this infrastructure, so get out of the way. Who does that? I mean, if Israel is this horrible, monstrous, apartheid state.
They call every cell phone that they have a phone number for. They drop all these leaflets from the sky. And then they do something, you know, they call the UN. They actually called the UN and said, we're giving them 24, here's your 24 hours notice. You better vacate the northern part of Gaza.
Right.
And then they do something called knocking on the roof, which means They dropped like a small ordinance on the roof, won't destroy anything, but it's telling them, hey, hey.
Yeah, get out. It's going to happen. Right, exactly. And, you know, that's something because they're not trying to indiscriminately take lives of innocent people or people who have they're not part of the terrorist organization. But yet the Hamas terrorists came across the border and did these unspeakable things, which we're not going to recite one after the other. But the brutality and the medievalism of it all is just absolutely unbearable.
Well, I'm in a group, and starting, I don't know, 3 days ago, I think, this group was provided the video from all of the GoPros that Hamas used. Let me say that again. They were provided the videos from some of the dead Hamas fighters on their GoPros. And so they're going through them. And it's really quite fascinating what the Hamas was doing. And I got to scroll back here because the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago came out with a fascinating long piece, and of course, I think you need to have a paywall, and maybe they eliminated the paywall for it. But they actually described what happened, how this whole thing was planned by Hamas, including the fact that there was this big meeting in Beirut, including that a couple of the leaders of Hamas were invited by Vladimir Putin to Moscow last month. I think it was September the 14th. And then on top of that, I'm looking at these videos. And I'm looking at the training that they did. I'm looking at what they did to these several locations, these kibbutz. It's bloody. It's awful. One of them actually has the dog. Because, I mean, this one kibbutz location actually had its own bomb shelter, if you will, and the dog is there, and the dog won't leave. The dog survived, but it's on this bed, and this dog ain't leaving.
Wow.
Yes. But it shows the training they did. It shows the documents. It shows their paychecks, by the way. They get paid. A mid-level commander of Hamas gets paid 1,250 shekels a month.
Terrible. Hard to comprehend. Denise, can you stick around for a third segment?
Sure.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but is under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas. The Israel-Hamas war has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, hates Donald Trump.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paldi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial here this morning on the program. And we have so much more to tell you about as we go through the morning on this special Monday edition. Again, we're not taking your phone calls live this morning. We're getting a few things logistically set behind the scenes, and we're going to be doing that here as we get about to the middle of the week. That's the plan. But we're glad to be with you this morning here on this special edition. By the way, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. So check out their website, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And find out all the great things that they do for our vets. Find out all the great ways that they influence policy. And especially now, maybe more than ever, we've got, of course, in hindsight now, Afghanistan. But we're looking forward now, unfortunately, to other developments that are happening that could involve American forces. So cv4a.org, that's cv, the number 4a.org, and we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith later this week on Thursday, I believe, from Concerned Veterans for America. All right, right back now with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And as a matter of fact, Denise, that kind of leads me to a question, and that is, you know, we've got 27 Americans that we know of at this point.
29
now, okay, that have been killed in this Hamas massacre. People will call it an attack, but it is a massacre. There's no doubt about that. But what is this commander-in-chief going to do? They're asking him about it at the press briefing room at the White House. I don't know if anything's going to be done, but what is going to happen with our forces? Will this conflict expand, and are we going to be involved, do you think?
At the end of Sabbath, Saturday night, was when I think the first of several planes ordered under Florida's emergency management, something that Governor DeSantis worked out, will be able to land in Israel to bring back Americans. There is a list of people that that he got not only here from Floridians, but I think too people have reached out to him from Israel, and I hope that in these flights that Florida is paying for, by the way, but that's fine. If there are any of the deceased that are from Florida or that need to get back to the United States, if they can find space on these planes. There is chatter that the State Department is considering a cruise ship.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that would be a logistical issue, but I think it's probably a good idea, but they should have thought of the cruise ship the moment this all happened. Because we, not only did Hamas game this thing out, they knew that that Israel was going to respond the way they did. And they knew that the United States was going to respond at least in part the way they are. So don't think that Hamas or Iran or Lebanon didn't plot this thing out. I'm disappointed that the State Department didn't figure it out, given the disaster of trying to get Americans and the good guys, the good Afghanis that embedded with U.S. forces, trying to get them out of Afghanistan when Kabul fell. So this is another debacle on behalf of the Biden administration, the Department of Defense, and the State Department.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because isn't, you know, Joe Biden's out there, I guess, you know, he still has signs, and this really, really amazes me. Why would you make a sign that says Bidenomics and then go out there and tout how wonderful everything is? But it's almost as if they just can't get their act together when it comes to these big, important things.
Oh, their act is fully together. They don't care. Their act is absolutely together. They have an agenda and they're sticking to it. And now I think I can say legitimately that the only benefactor of Bidenomics has been Iran.
Well, no kidding. And by the way, Iran is saying, well, Israel brought the rape and murder upon themselves.
Yeah, well.
You know, this, I mean, everybody understands. And again, this money issue is not lost on everybody out there. I can't, even just from a political campaign perspective, I can see the commercials now where they simply talk about Biden gave them the $6 billion. You know, this thing happened. It's not that they spent this $6 billion on it, but they had all this money coming in. And why can't the Biden administration see that? I think it's going to be very damaging.
Well, let me make it a little worse for you if I can.
Sure.
COVID money.
Right.
Well, the American Rescue Plan actually, let's go back to UNRWA here for a second. $33.7 million of COVID money. Guess where it went? To UNRWA.
Oh, wow.
If it goes to UNRWA, where does it go after that? The Palestinians and Hamas.
And they get the money that they need to carry out these kinds of things. It's obscene. I think maybe that's the word, is it's obscene. We see now the brutality, and it's illegal as well. That's even worse. But certainly, you know, the brutality that we're seeing, the medievalism that we're seeing, it's almost as if it was done to be shocking, but I think that they have maybe been successful now in showing the world just how monstrous they can truly be, this organization. Will the world turn against it? Go ahead.
If we ever get a speaker.
Right, and that's what another thing I wanted to ask you about. Absolutely, okay. Right there. Yeah, what's going to happen with this? And you're right, we need to be able to do things.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the speaker is McCarthy, if it's Scalise, if it's McHenry, if it's Jordan. It doesn't matter. The only thing they're going to do is follow a procedure to get the appropriations back out on the floor. Okay? That's all it's going to do. All this other stuff that Matt Gaetz is stomping his feet about with his hands on his hips, it's not going to happen. Now, they want to put forth a resolution. You know, we support Israel and Hamas, blah, blah, blah. What's a resolution going to do?
They're going to say, it's a very strongly worded resolution. Yeah, that's what they'll say.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then, if the House, just for fun, let's say they do a whole bunch of great things here. You think it's going to happen in 45 days? Because I don't. But let's say, for the sake of argument, it does. Let's say they get all these great, wonderful things done, regardless of who the speaker is, because nothing's going to change. But let's just say it's Jim Jordan, and all these things happen. What happens then? Well, it's got to go over to the Senate.
Right, and it's got to get harmonized.
The House under McCarthy, it did some great work. If for nothing else, they passed H.R. 2, which is the most robust, assertive immigration bill in decades. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But where is it sitting? In the Senate. So the House can do its job, but, Schumer, it ain't going anywhere. So,
well, yeah, again, but what happens, though, too, is that we're sort of paralyzed. And at a time when world events can happen in the next 24 hours that we can't even predict. I mean, it just seems like something else, the other shoe will drop. And if we're not prepared and if we're not, we don't have everything in place to be able to conduct the business of the U.S. government, that seems to me to be kind of a bad place to be.
Well, you got Hakeem Jeffries, and you got all the Democrats out there that says that, the Republicans can't lead, the Republicans blah, 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 blah. Then you got some Republicans that say we can't lead, blah, 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 blah. Well, again, if the House was leading and they did all the right things, the failure of the leadership, which is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is Schumer in the Senate. So, I mean, we're paralyzed, but we're not really paralyzed because of the House.
Right.
I mean, all these things should have happened early on. I agree. The appropriation should have already happened. But it didn't. But the paralysis is on the Senate side. And then everybody wants to turn around, blame mm-hmm. Senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville.
Right.
Okay? What Tuberville stopped was approving them all in one fell swoop. Schumer could have put all of them through one at a time and gotten them promoted.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks for being part of our special edition again here on this Monday morning. And we will talk to you again on Tuesday. Take care.
All right. Sorry about my diatribe, but thanks.
Take care, Denise Simon. All right.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, folks, I have seen the evidence. The evidence is piling up. It's too much. I've seen too much evidence now. Inflation, very, very real. Inflation not going away anytime soon. And by the way, last time I checked, we're heading into the holiday season, so none of this is good news for Americans all across the country. You know, just last week, I was out to dinner with Mrs. Professor. Great food, great time, great atmosphere, but yet incredibly expensive comparatively for what you might expect dinner for two to cost. This is really getting out of hand. It's making people make all kinds of different decisions regarding their income, using things that might be, well, you know, let's go spend on this, let's go spend on that. It'll be fun. People are second-guessing all that stuff. And if you don't think there's going to be a pullback in consumer spending, especially as we head to the holidays, well, then I'm sorry, I might have some news for you on that. But that's what's happening. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue through this special edition for Monday. And Chris Markowski will be returning, I believe, hopefully tomorrow on the Tuesday edition. But this is a special pre-recorded Monday edition of the program. We're not able to take your calls, as we've been saying, but we're doing some logistical things behind the scenes of the program, and we hope to have that back online by the middle of the week. So don't forget, you can go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message there if you'd like to send me a message or comment on something. All right, so once again, folks, back with the program here. This from CNBC. Target CEO meets with Biden as the company and the White House try to figure out U.S. consumers. Well, there's that lot to figure out. You know, I think on the grand, you know, the broad brushstrokes, consumers, I think, are incredibly concerned. Consumers, I think, are wondering, what's the next shoe going to drop? What's going to happen next? Should I hold on to my cash and really curtail the kinds of things that I do, like, for example, going out to eat or just buying extra stuff or things that, you know, that you wanted to do but you haven't been able to do yet. And then you say, well, you know, I've got the money, I can do it. I think people are going to hold on to their money. I really do. I think, you know, we see a real curtailment of, as I was just talking about, going out to eat. How about getting your car washed? How about going to the movies? How about, you know, doing other things with disposable income that you might not have thought twice about before, because every time you go to put gas in your car, every time you go to the grocery store, every single time you go to do anything, it's much more expensive than it ever was, and you just sort of feel those dollars being, you know, taken out of your hand. You know, of course, I'm being metaphorical because everything is done by a debit card or a credit card or something like a chip these days. But, you know, in reality, it's that same feeling. You go, oh, I just got to count this money out and give it to somebody for some good or service. And after a while, it starts to really make a dent. Well, again, from CNBC, Target CEO Brian Cornell met with President Joe Biden on Thursday afternoon as the retailer and the White House again try to figure out consumers. Cornell is about is one of about half dozen business leaders across industries who offered up their point of view on the economy and the labor market at the White House. Other attendees at the meeting with Biden were expected to include Brendan Bechtel, CEO of construction and engineering firm Bechtel Group, Calvin Butler, CEO of energy and utility company Exelon, Kenneth Chenault, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, chair and managing director of venture capital firm General Catalyst, and many others. The CEO huddle was closed to the press. I wonder why. Well, but at the very least, even if it was closed to the press, maybe they could say to the president, you know, this whole Bidenomics thing, this isn't working. You know, as I mentioned with Denise, you know, why would you go out there and put up a sign that says Bidenomics? You know, I saw a clip the other day of President Biden, and he unfortunately, he stumbled going up to the podium. But, you know, big signs around. See, they're even trying to embrace that. They're trying to embrace the idea, well, now they're calling it Bidenomics, so we're going to go with that. And we're going to tout it. We're going to go out to people and say, hey, Bidenomics, it's working. Bidenomics for you. Bidenomics for me. Bidenomics for all of us, for everyone to see, you know, how wonderful things are. No, that's just not it at all. Not even close. In a statement, Target said it appreciated the chance to, quote, participate in this important conversation, unquote, but provided few specifics about what was discussed. While they are incredibly resilient, we know Americans' consumers still face several headwinds that are leaving them with less discretionary income and driving difficult trade-offs in their family budgets, the statement said. Didn't I just say that? I think I just did. And again, you know, it's a nice sort of, you know, clinical sort of way of putting it. Consumers have headwinds. Well, of course they have headwinds. They've got headwinds perhaps like never before. And there's no end in sight. And the headwinds are caused by Bidenomics. So, again, why would you go out and tout that? Well, I'll answer that question. I think it's pretty obvious because they've got nothing else. Because they will fall back, the Democrat administration, the Democrat policymakers here, they will fall back on that tried and true Democrat tactic of messaging. of simply trying to make you believe that what your lying eyes are telling you is just all wrong. It's just all wrong. Everything's okay. We're going along, and everything is going to be just fine. And you need Joe Biden, right? You need Joe Biden. But what we need, of course, is number one, we need energy independence. I think that's the bedrock. That's the first thing that would really put us on the road to a recovery from this very, very fast-moving inflationary time that we've gone through. Because when the prices just keep going up, and you go to the store 1 week, and you go to the store, well, maybe not even next week. How about 3 days from now or 2 days from now? And you continue to see prices rise, and you continue not to be able to buy your favorite stuff or stock up on your favorite stuff or any of these kinds of things, then people start to really perceive that, you know, things aren't really that great. And perception, you know, there's the old saying in politics, right? Perception is reality. And it really is true. If somebody is perceived as a strong candidate, well, then in so many ways, that's going to obviously benefit them. But if they could be strong on certain things, strong on policies and all and so forth, but if they're perceived as weak or, you know, not able to do the job, no matter other some other, you know, objective test or something like that. But once that perception is there, it gets locked in, right? Well, the same thing with the economy, and I think the same thing with this statement from Target about consumers are facing several headwinds. They're facing headwinds, and the wages that they have, they're not breaking through these headwinds. If anything, I think people are worried now about their job, whether or not they're going to really have one, or if something else is going to happen. And I think that's a really, incredibly powerful emotion, I think, that a lot of people might be feeling. So back to the article. They said the company, Target, said it's committed to providing affordable prices for shoppers and attractive pay and benefits for employees. In a statement after the meeting, the White House said the president and business leaders spoke about the economic growth and underscored the importance of public sector enabled private sector led investments. Let me say that again. They underscored the importance of public sector enabled, private sector led investments. Okay. Biden's meeting with the business leaders comes as the White House gears up for the next presidential election, a time when the president's track record on the economy and inflation will be under the microscope. It needs to be under the microscope right now. And it's, I think to a great degree it is. The article goes on to mention, that inflation remains stubbornly high. And inflation, it's stubborn. That's the problem with inflation, is that it's just so stubborn. But as I said, energy independence, get the cost of fuel down, get the cost to deliver goods and services down, and do these things. And also, of course, the interest rates. People look at these interest rates, and they know something's going on, and I think that they just hunker down. They're just going to hunker down, and I think they're going to hunker down through at least through Christmas. We will see. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be back for another great hour here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for your top of the hour news, and we will be right back right after that. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.